In John's gospel, Jesus' ministry begins with the call of disciples, who then bring others to Jesus. Philip's friend Nathanael moves from skepticism to faith when he accepts the invitation to come and see. The Holy Gospel for the second Sunday after Epiphany is recorded in the Gospel of John, the first chapter. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. My daughter Michaela left yesterday for UND School of Medicine. She has been home since Christmas. And so when she was getting ready to go, I had to go through my routine with her. "Now, drive careful, watch out for deer, and because it's winter, don't use the cruise control in case there's some icy spots." To which my daughter said, "Oh, Dad, you always say that." I guess it's true. I've said that every year from the time she left home and went to Concordia till now, whenever she gets out on the road. That is my standard phrasing. "Oh, Dad, you say it all the time." I thought the words were fresh, current, appropriate. She thought my words were old and stale. We seem to have that going on today in our first reading from 1 Samuel. It seems that Eli also repeats himself, using words that are old and stale. Samuel comes to him with enthusiasm. He thinks he's been called. But Eli doesn't respond with freshness. "Go lie down. I did not call." "Go lie down again. I did not call you." Eli's words don't seem to change. They don't really seem to do anything either. At that time in Israel's life, there was a lot of staleness. Eli and his sons were not good priests. They did not take care of God's chosen people. Their words were old and stale, and they didn't do anything. And so God, who is always about freshness, was calling Samuel to bring about a fresh word for God's people. And Samuel, of course, went to Eli, the only person who he listened to, the only person who shared words with him, those holy words. Those holy words that had gone stale and old. In our text today, we see a lot going on. Things are going to change now. It will be different. God says to Samuel when he responds that he's listening, that things will be different now going forward. Instead of stale words, there will be new words, better words, kinder words. And so today I lift up that one verse from 1 Samuel, that verse that I really like. As Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. How do words fall to the ground? Well, when I was talking with my daughter yesterday, those words that I thought were good for her to hear definitely fell on the ground. Oh, Dad, you always say that. So, maybe I need to come up with a new approach. How do words fall on the ground? Do words have weight? Yes. Some words weigh heavily upon us, I think. And the world in which we live in today gives us a society that uses a lot of heavy words. The words you and I hear today weigh us down, don't they? Don't they kind of weigh on us? Are we so inundated with the voices of the world today that weigh us down that we fail to hear the words that give life? This morning in our gospel, we get some fresh new words from Jesus. Two simple words, follow me. And what happens? When he says those fresh words to fishermen, they leave their lives behind and follow him. Somehow those fresh words hook them as they used to hook fish. Now a word hooks them. For all the staleness that they must have smelled day after day working with smelly fish and nets, things are different now. Things are changing now. And it's interesting in our gospel text today how that change continues to happen, how that freshness, that newness continues to happen. I came upon an abstract verse that I had not paid attention to. In the book of that minor prophet, Zechariah, in Zechariah chapter 3, verse 8, we read this. I am going to bring my servant the branch. On that day, says the Lord of hosts, one person shall call his neighbor under the fig tree. That happened today. In our gospel text, that messianic prophecy buried in Zechariah came to life. The branch, Jesus, the servant, has come. And on that day, freshness begins. On that day, Philip is called. And then Philip finds Nathanael. And what happens? Nathanael responds with staleness, not newness. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Nathanael is stuck in the old way of thinking. Nathanael is not moved to newness or freshness. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? He doesn't see, does he? But something happens. What does Philip say? Come and see. Those are the words of newness and freshness. Come and see. And that's how it works for you and I today. Just as that prophecy from Zechariah came true in our gospel today, it's still at work among us as God's people. You and I are called to go out and to encounter people we meet along the way. People who maybe are sick of staleness, of heavy words that fall on the ground. People that are looking for something new. Just as Nathanael found out, sitting under that fig tree. One person shall call to another. That's how disciples are born. That's very much our mission statement here at Trinity. To welcome, to equip, and send. Welcome is very much the embodiment of that phrase. Come and see. It's invitational. Come in. Be fed. Receive some words, some music, some hope. Receive those things in this place. Fresh things that are going to build you up, not put you down. And then take that freshness out into the world, the freshness with which you and I are equipped. And then go out and call someone else. Come and see. Come and see that the Lord is good. And so today, I guess I'll have to work on some new phrases for my daughter. Some fresh ways to maybe say the same thing. I say those things to her only because I love her. I treasure her. And I want the best for her. That's how God in Christ is for all of us, for you and for me. We are loved and treasured so much. Come and see. Thanks be to God. Amen.